Hello, and welcome to Cover Lover, the music podcast that explores songs, their origins, and their various covers. Today's episode will focus on Elton John's Your Song, and I'll also be talking about how my love of covers began. First, here's Your Song.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. Not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody, this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
This is the first episode where I considered playing the full song. It's just so beautiful. Musically, lyrically, it's amazing. Sir Elton John, who is undeniably a legend, has a vast discography, so why choose this track? While I can't adequately choose my favorite Elton John song, I can tell you that this one has ties to my own origins when it comes to my appreciation for a good cover song. There were a few things that coincided around the same time that ignited this passion. One factor was discovering a band called the A-Teens who covered ABBA songs. Another was the remix culture of the early 2000s, and the third was the movie Moulin Rouge. Now I know what you may be thinking, this film is a jukebox musical and it features mostly covers. But in fact, the songs that I liked the most were the original song Come What May and Ewan McGregor's version of Your Song featuring opera singer Alessandro Safina. Before I keep going, here's a little bit of that.
And this one's for you. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world. Sat on the roof and I kicked off the moss. Well, some of these verses were the, they got me quite cross. But the sun's been kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway,
was fortunate enough to be a teenager when making mixed CDs was a thing, as was searching and downloading songs. I loved Come What May so much that I downloaded every single version I could find, also because the soundtrack to Moulin Rouge only featured one version, which was not one of several heard in the movie itself. They did eventually release a second soundtrack, which still didn't contain what I was looking for, which was the finale version of Come What May sung at the end of the movie, but it did contain two lovely instrumental versions of your song. Here's some of one of them. It was so fun for me to be able to find versions of songs that I loved. It truly felt like a treasure hunt. I loved music so, so much from as early as I can remember, and this just added an entire new layer. My favorite Britney Spears song was Don't Let Me Be the Last to Know, and Hex Hector made a remix that's 8 minutes and 15 seconds long. My absolute dream. 20-some-odd years later, and I still love The Hunt. It happens in person too, not just on my phone or my laptop. Just a few years back, I was in a Goodwill peeking in the physical media section and came across a CD cover of 10cc's I'm Not in Love by a band called Olive. It was a Y2K-fueled remix, one that I'd never even been aware of one of my favorite songs to date. Go check that song out or my episode on I'm Not in Love if you want to hear more. Okay, moving on to non-Ewan McGregor-related covers of your song. In 2020, Chapel Roan released her version of your song on YouTube. When she tweeted about it, she mentioned that she's been covering this song since she was 15 years old. Check it out.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. Don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. And if I was a sculptor, but then again, no, a man who makes potions in a traveling show. No, it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is this song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite done. I hope you don't mind.
I'm such a fan of Chapel Roan. She's such an impressive artist. I love the vocal flips that she does, and I'm not typically a fan of that vocal styling. I'm really excited to play this next cover. Here's Billy Paul's cover of Your Song.
How wonderful life is when you're in the world, world, world. If I was on a rooftop, I'd kick off my shoes,
kick off my shoes, kick my shoes off.
It's so fun! That cover is a perfect example of another reason I love finding covers. I want to hear other musicians' takes on how they'd perform a song in a way that's unique to them. Okay, it's fun fact time. Your Song was written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. However, it was first released by Three Dog Night. At the time, Elton John was an opening act for Three Dog Night and allowed them to record it for their album titled It Ain't Easy in 1970. They didn't release it as a single because they wanted Elton to go for it, and so he did. With that, here's a bit of Three Dog Night's Your Song.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd build a big house where we both could live. If I were a sculptor, but then again, no.
I'm going to sneak in one more fact that I found interesting. Your Song was originally planned for Elton John to sing at Princess Diana's funeral in 1997. However, Candle in the Wind was ultimately chosen. Candle in the Wind then became the second biggest selling physical single of all time after Bing Crosby's White Christmas. For our final cover, Italian singer Mia Martini released a version in 1973 under the title Picnic. Here's a little bit of that.
Tra i rami di querce invecchiate, il primo picnic con te, un po' isolati. Perdona amore, ma resta qui, prepara tu intanto la strada si inoltra, mi fermerei, no, oramai tutto intorno sento alberi e amici, ma come sarà un'illusione, rivedo chi mi chiamo per nome correndo, non eri tu. E il vento corse sopra i rami, poi si fermò, fra queste rive essere soli, lui se ne andò. La mente vola, un nodo in gola, gli occhi chiusi perché... Che dolce la sera...
It's honorable mention time. If you're a fan of Rod Stewart or Lady Gaga, they both have covers of your song. Ellie Goulding has a version featuring simple piano and light strings. If you like acoustic covers, check out the rendition by Blended Colors. If you like jazz and funk, more specifically New Orleans jazz and funk and rhythmic guitar, check out Leo Nocentelli's cover. As always, I'll share the playlist I've compiled of covers on my Instagram stories, which I add to the Cover Lover highlight on my profile. You can follow me if you feel like it at @Liz_Maupin. Thanks for listening to Cover Lover. Be sure to join me next week when we get into the song Wonderwall by Oasis and its covers. That's right, it's happening. And now, I'll play you out on Al Jarreau's version of your song.
It's for people like you, yeah. Well, to keep it. get in, but these things I do. Well, you see, girl, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Well, anyway, you know the thing is, honey, what I really mean, girl, is that radio sounds the sweetest as I breathe I'll ever see. Sweet memories to all of you.